Jay uses his Daily Bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again.
More housemate madness will they ever learn?
I'm turning on, tuning in, and ready to be Big Brother's Big Brother 9! Bring it on!
This is Big Brother's Big Ears.
I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait!
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
He loves it. We're not actually with Ian tonight. Wow, what a huge Friday. Dale has gone.
And after another week in the house, Nicole can't wait to get out. I'm Stephanie McMichael.
It certainly is. And I'm Gemma Kearney. And this is Big Brother's Big Ears. Everything you need to know about Big Brother all in one handy hour package. Ready for you to download onto your computer via iTunes. Tonight, Ian is on holiday again. So I'm here co-presenting the show with Big Brother 9's favourite evictee. She's the first, but she won't be forgotten. It's Stephanie. It's another girly show tonight.
Yeah.
Are you ready to let off some steam? Big Brother styly. If you want to talk to us tonight, here's how you do it. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p for a minute from a BT landline. Calls cost blah, blah, blah. Here we go. This is what Ian always does and I get tongue-tied. Calls from other networks may vary from mobiles, will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions from our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. Oh, you can send your messages to us by texting ears, followed by your comments to 83188. Texts are charged at user's standard network rate.
If you haven't checked out the show before, here are five reasons why you must listen for the next hour. One, we will be talking to evicted housemate Dale.
Dale.
70 pence, Dale.
Uh-oh.
We have Sarah's best friend Gavin on the phone letting us know what she's thinking. Number three, James and Matt from Big Mouth will be telling us all about Big Brother fans. I'm getting tongue-tied now. Number four, Stuart's mother will be giving us a call. It's always good. And I will be answering your big-up questions.
So do give us a call, 0871 200 1048. Dale is the 11th person to leave the Big Brother house. Are you glad to see him go? Steph's pretty glad. She's hoping to hook up with him.
No. I wanted him to stay. I couldn't pick between either of them, to be honest.
We'll talk them both. We'll talk about that in a bit. Is Rex and Nicole's relationship doomed to fail? Who knows? Should Stuart have spent last night in hell? That did seem a little bit hardcore.
Yeah.
What can Darnell do about his morning, afternoon and evening glory? Let us know what you think. So let's get this started. What's been going on in the house since Tuesday?
Get Naomi up in there.
Mikey, who's Naomi? Because of the sandals and the socks, apparently you were told that if you didn't wear them, there'd be severe, dim consequences.
They can't get the good stuff off!
Housemates must not lean on the fence.
How are you?
Yeah, not well. I need to take these shoes off.
OK, Rich, we love you.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, hi, Darnell.
I'll finish you off first.
Okay, let's finish me off.
He's got a really pretty face.
Oh,
your nice lips, nice teeth, nice eyes. You got a few nice features.
Oh! Housemates from hell incurred no fate. Yeah!
This is possibly the worst packed lunch I think I've ever seen.
I'm going to wash these dishes. Oh, well, should I wash? And then we was like, don't wash this, and you were like, all right.
Peril.
2 days! No, 3 days!
Hello, yeah. You need to get on it, Rachel.
You need to be on the ball.
A leader.
A day away from seeing you, family and stuff.
You're not going, Stu.
Something made me look at the bath. Something told me, look at the bath, look at the bath.
How long has it been overflowing for?
You are going to jail for talking about nominations. Again.
Big Brother is listening.
We've got Karen on the line. Hello, Karen.
Can you hear that silence, Gemma?
What silence?
That silence. No Ian, no Bex.
I know.
No. It's absolutely great to have girl power at last.
The last show was pretty loud, I must say.
Oh, tell me about it. I didn't get a word in edgeways.
Neither did I. Did you notice?
My heart goes out to you, Gemma. It really does, honestly. Anyway, good evening.
Hello, how are you? You all right?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And hello, Steph.
You sound so much different
on the phone.
Pardon?
You sound so much different on the phone, on the radio. Oh.
Do I?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or not?
That's a good thing, yeah.
So what did you make of tonight's show, Karen? What do you think about the eviction?
To be honest, I was like, Steph, I didn't care really who went tonight, to be honest.
No, I liked them both. Did you?
To be honest, at the end of the day, they were both, you know, they were both equal as far as I was concerned.
Nice lads.
Do you think he looked sad?
Who did?
Yeah.
No, I think he was happy. I think he wasn't the same when Jen left, to be honest. I think he went into a really deep depression, I thought. And then he come out of it and then he went back to it. I don't think it helps with having the photos at the back of that.
Don't you think it was a little bit cruel, like how Big Brother brought Jen out at the end?
Yes, because, I've been reading in the papers that she's been back with her husband and things like that. I've seen it in the magazines, and then all of a sudden she comes out. So I don't know if they're good friends or if they're together or, you know, it's all very confusing. It is very confusing because, the papers are not right all of the time.
Yeah.
You know, so, it must put a lot of pressure on her. But obviously if she's come down to the studio, then obviously it mustn't be on with her husband.
What do you reckon, Steph?
Yeah, I agree with you, you know.
What do you think? Do you reckon...
They should have waited.
It's a true love
there. They should have done it on
I just
TV.
Felt like after, you know, the whole nation's been reading...
It looked awkward, didn't it?
The whole nation's been reading that she's back with her ex, and then he has no idea. He's there all gormless and hoping that Jen's in love with him, and she just walks out.
Yeah.
Strange times. Who do you reckon's going to be up for eviction next week?
I think it could be Stu and Mo.
What if it was Rex and Nicole?
Oh, that would be good.
One of them are going?
Now, wouldn't it be good if Rex left and Nicole stayed in?
I think she would. People say she wouldn't, but she's gone in there for some reason of her own accord.
Would definitely stay.
I think she'd stay.
He would be gutted.
Yeah, because he's like, I'll work if you will.
Definitely. Yeah. I honestly think that's
so
it.
Funny.
It would be. I think that would be a nail in the coffin,
don't want
actually.
Rex to go, though.
Are you a big Stephanie fan, Karen?
I felt a bit sorry for her the first week. I don't think she should have went the first week. But I think you should have tried a little bit harder. It didn't matter if you didn't like Mario or not. I think you should have tried a little bit harder with the task.
Don't go there.
Oh, no. If it was your daughter, I don't think you'd think the same. Trust
me. At the end of the day, you're going into a game show, aren't
you? I know, but sharing beds and having to kiss.
Well, it's only you're a pillar between the two of you.
Yeah, but you'd have to kiss. Everyone's like, well, why don't you kiss him? Why don't you kiss him? You'd have to kiss to pull that one off.
Oh, well, see, Mario's the same age as me. Well, I'm a year older than Mario, so...
Imagine a 19-year-old boy having to snore.
I know, I can understand how you feel like that, but if you wanted a staying girl, you had to do it.
Oh. Right, Karen, and we're going to have to go because we've got the rest of the show to carry on with. But it's lovely to hear from you.
Yes, it's lovely to hear from you.
And I hope you enjoy more of a calmer show this evening.
Oh, you know what? It's great to have girl power once in a while.
Exactly.
Let's get rid of Ian and just keep the guests coming in.
Oh, poor Ian. I miss him when he goes. I do.
But you don't get a word in edgeways.
I know. But I do get my moments. Whenever he's away, I'm the queen of big ears. It's all good.
I know. And you're a big up for me, Gemma, as well.
Pardon?
You're a big up for me as well.
Oh, thank you.
And it's lovely to talk to you, Steph.
And you.
I'm going to give you a personal little big up. This is big up to Karen. I shouldn't be doing this, but... Big up! See you later, Karen. Have a good night.
Bye, girls.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've got someone else on the phone. I think it's A. Marie. Is that right?
It's Maria.
Maria.
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. My producer told me the wrong name. How are you? Big girly show tonight. Another girl calling in.
Yeah.
Have you got a question for Steph?
Yeah. Basically, Steph, at the beginning, you know when you went, you were really gutted to be the first one out.
I was devastated. I was totally devastated. Like, even on my interview, I'm a really chatty person and I just wasn't given, like, my all in the interview because I was just so gutted. Like, I can't even explain how gutted I was. I wanted it so much.
Yeah, you didn't get a chance to shine, really. That was the problem. I felt really sorry for you going out so soon. I think Mario should have won that week.
Oh, well.
What do you think of tonight's eviction?
Oh, I'm really sad that Dell's gone. All the good-looking guys are going. All the personalities are going. She's like, I've got only Rex to hold on to. After that, it's going to be really boring. I just think that all the good people have gone, and we're just left with...
Maybe
we're
they
left
could
with
do a swap.
The four.
Swap the house for everyone, isn't it? For everyone who's gone.
That would be good.
That'd be a good twist.
Yeah. That would be wicked. They need you need to go back in. They need to put Bex and Luke back in. They need to put Mario back in, and get rid of Katreya.
Katreya, you're not a fan.
Oh. So who do you want to win?
I'm not a fan. I'm going with Lisa now. No!
That was specially for you, Marie.
Big Bada. Big Bada.
Oh my God! Oh. She
goes, Big Bada.
Children. I've got two children, and she's turned around and she's gone, I can be a mum now. If I went on Big Brother, the last thing I'd be thinking, this equips me to be a mother today. I don't know what she's playing everybody.
I think at first it was really funny that she was learning all these new words. And then everybody comes out the house and it's like, she's actually quite intelligent. Why is she pretending to learn new words?
But she's still
pretending to learn new words. Exotic! E-X-O.
T-I-C.
Exotic! It's like, you know how to spell exotic.
Yeah, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's playing
Big
a really clever game.
Yeah. So you're gonna miss Dale. You thought he was a bit of a hunk, did you?
Yeah, I'm gonna miss Dale. I liked Dale. All the ones that have gone so far, to be honest with you, they were the best ones in it. And now we're left with Mohammed and his pink shoes.
Don't get me started on Mohammed.
You do wanna win.
I've been ripped. Did you listen to the show on Tuesday?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well,
I
had a bit of a row. No, it's all right. Don't worry. You can download it on iTunes. But I had a bit of a row with Luke and Bex. I think I got a bit overly passionate.
Over Mel.
I'm not a massive Mo fan, don't get me wrong, but I do feel like he's been victimised. Yes,
he's a scapegoat.
And I feel just a bit sorry for him. And then we end up having.
He must be doing something wrong, though. He must be, because everyone seems to be getting pissed off.
He's a slob, but is that as bad as being a bully?
He is a slob.
He's a nice slob.
He thinks that he's actually popular. He thinks that he's popular. Yeah. And the thing is, no one likes him. Everybody I speak to, no one likes him. They're like, Mo, what is that? If we had Smell-O-Vision, we'd turn the TV off, wouldn't we? He doesn't look like he's caught apart.
But I've been ripped on the forum saying I'm being ridiculous for loving Mo, so everyone's against
you.
Me.
Know I like
Mo was my friend in the house. I like Mo. Question, who do you want to win?
Lisa. I'm going with Lisa because she's done everything. She's been quite well-rounded.
I like Lisa.
I reckon Darnell's going to win.
But I reckon Stu.
He overanalyzes things and it irritates me because he overanalyzes everything.
Yeah, he does do that.
Well, Marie, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a listen to my rant about Moe's. Everyone thinks it's hilarious.
I definitely will.
They think it's hilarious.
Fuck you,
Marie! I pressed the wrong button. See you later, Marie.
No, you never.
In a couple of minutes, we'll be speaking to Big Brother on the Streets' main man, Tom Furlow.
First, though, Nicole's first week in the house hasn't exactly gone swimmingly. Rex didn't look too chuffed when she walked in through the door, and after 48 hours, Nicole was in floods of tears.
He was hoping it'd be you, Steph.
Sometimes they love each other, sometimes they hate each other. It's Rex and Nicole.
Big brothers, big ears.
They're soaking, Rex.
Well, oh yeah, I'm serious.
I said thank you.
You said look at the stains on the back of it. Oh, I'm sorry for washing your clothes.
Oh my gosh. Rex, I've had the worst day ever in my life.
Why is that?
Don't even worry about it.
I'm not happy, okay?
What have I done to you that you're being like this? God's sake.
Oh my God, why are you shouting at me?
Come here and talk to me.
I don't want to, I'm going home.
Come here and talk to me. Come outside and talk to me.
Get off me.
Come outside and talk to me.
I don't want to know anyone that I'm an idiot, okay? I don't want to know that I'm...
So you're just making me, look like...
I'm not making you look like... No, I'm not.
No, you don't want to go.
I do want to go.
You want to go?
Yeah. You just sitting there sort of just laughing at me.
Rex, all you're interested in is me getting your top dirty. I'm sorry, you know.
Okay. I said please.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
A Okay, no, Ian Lee. It's Gemma Kearney and Stephanie...
Hello.
Stephanie McMichael. Is that right?
Yes.
I was about to say McManus. That would have been awful.
No, McMichael. The worst is McMichael.
So what do you think of the whole Rex Nicole situation? Let it all out. This is your chance.
What do I think? I think they argue a lot. Well, I don't think. No, they argue a lot. Yeah, it's kind of a weird one. I don't know why she's gone in. She's gone in and then she's funny with him. She's gone in as Rex's girlfriend.
It's such a shame that she's already bawling her eyes out. Saying, yeah. First week. It should be kind of like young love's dream. Yeah. Happy to see each other. It's quite sad.
It's weird, isn't it? I didn't understand why she's gone in to be like that, but then maybe she's got her own
reasons.
He's
been a bit of an idiot, though.
Yeah, but she's been hard work as well, hasn't she, from the work out, do you not think? But then maybe she's got reason to be with all these stories or whatever, so, you know, they're all true. You can't really blame her.
Well, we got Tom on the phone. It's Tom from Big Brother on the Streets. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tate?
All good.
We're good.
You haven't got Ian to rip you tonight. It's fine. It's nice to relax.
You've got me instead.
Oh, you're not going to rip me, though, are you, Steph?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So what do you reckon about the whole Nicole Rex situation?
Oh, my God. Okay. I was loving Rex.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, come on. He's acting like some kind of teenage schoolboy.
Yeah.
It takes me back, Gemma. It takes me back to my school days. I'm thinking... You know, he's just acting like a spoiled kid around
her,
and he's kind of like always seeking her attention, and it's just like...
And vice versa.
Yeah, I think this whole I'm going, and then never going, it's like an attention thing. She's doing it for effect off him.
Do you reckon it was a good idea for Big Brother to have put her in the house?
Absolutely. I think it's going to cause way more tension still.
Yeah, I think that was
I just think that she is a big character herself. Mm-hmm. I think we've already started to see her whinging. I think she's probably going to kick off some more.
Yeah.
She's probably going to give Rex hell. So, hey, good time.
Good time. Do you reckon she's got a chance of winning?
No. No.
Straight
chance.
Off.
Nah.
No chance at all. Can I just, actually, there's
go
something
on,
I want to talk
on.
About.
Go on.
Right, you know when Darnell and Sarah, or Sarah... Can I just comment on how much Sarah is playing Darnell?
Oh,
I know.
Totally.
I mean, what a tease.
Poor Darnell. But I think she's just like that in her personality. I don't think she means to cause any harm.
I don't know.
I think she's just a flirt.
Well, it's getting a bit over the top, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Darnell even said the other night that he's now starting to get... What was the phrase he used when he's basically getting a hard-on when he
gives
her a hug?
Basically, just, you know...
24/7
He just
boner.
Gets a hard-on every now and then over her. And he let her know, you know, he's honest.
Hey, Sarah, I'm getting a hard-on.
And she just basically said, well, I don't mind. She's just like,
I'm just going to keep on hugging you, though.
Exactly.
That was a rubbish accent.
Awful demo.
I just think it's bang out of order. I think Sarah either needs to get on him or just stop all these, crazily compliments.
Totally,
she might just go for it.
Maybe.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
No, I think she's just a tease. I think she's a tease.
But don't you think we noticed tonight? Oh, sorry about Stephanie's D word there. Uh-oh.
We're
getting the head shaking from the producer. Anyway, don't you think Sarah tonight, or Sarah, looked a bit sad that Dale was going? I reckon she secretly had a fancy for him.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see that, actually.
Didn't you?
And
no.
You know how she was saying, you're really good-looking,
top 2%, was it?
Well, I just think she's full-on tease. I think it's a load of rubbish. I think she's a wasted housemate.
Ooh.
No.
We're going to be speaking to her best friend later on so we can find out some more dirt.
Ooh,
we can get some more dishing dirt from her. What do you reckon about Dale's departure this evening?
I think it's definitely the right decision. I'm a big Stuart fan.
Yeah.
I think Stuart is brilliant.
I like Stuart a lot.
Yeah, I like Stuart. I've never met him, though.
I think he's better than Dale. More interesting.
I think Dale's a bit of a wet goldfish, really. He's just got the good looks, but that's about it. You know,
cuteness, hasn't he? Do you know what I think?
I think he's a good-looking lad. I just don't think there's anything else there, really. It's just all... What do you think, Steph, really? I mean, you were in the house.
I don't love him. No, I think he's quite cute.
Sorry, over the course of the evening, you have been getting hotter and hotter for Dale.
Well, do you know what? You just look really cute, this little eviction thing, and the way you came out all excited. I thought,
here's
Dale!
Steph, why did you never get it on with Dale?
I was just close to Rex from the workout. Not that I was planning to get it on with Rex, I just...
You were planning to get it on with Rex?
No, I was never planning to get it on with Rex. Rex had a girlfriend, but I was just, you know, he was close to... Everyone instantly made, like... The person they were closest to, like Luke and Bex, hung around from the start, and I just hung around with Rex. he can go on with Jen. Everyone just kind of had their best friend, and he wasn't mine.
Oh. Tom, where?
I still like him though. He's still one of my mates.
Tom, where have you been this week on the streets?
Well, I was in Edinburgh.
Yep.
This last Saturday.
Amazing.
Which was amazing. Oh, Gemma, you know it.
Just before the festival,
brilliant.
Must be really buzzing.
Yeah, oh my God, we were at the heart of the Fringe Festival. In fact, I think it just started.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely amazing.
I love it. I've been in quite a couple of years and it's really good fun, the Edinburgh Festival. It must be. Is everybody loving Big Brother up there?
Everyone's loving it.
Wicked.
Everyone's just Big Brother crazy, which is great. Mm-hmm. But guess where I'm tomorrow?
Go on.
London.
Yeah!
So I'm only going to be in the capital, like, you know, with red buses and black cabs driving past me. Oh, what's it like, eh? But anyway, so I'm going, basically, this is, like, anyone that's in London mm-hmm. tomorrow, maybe even you, Gemma, or Steph.
I was about to say, whereabouts?
I'm going back to Liverpool tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Leaving. I'll cross you on the train and wait.
Yeah, please, that'd be fun. No, I bet tomorrow I'm going to be at Camden in the morning, followed by Carnaby Street.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, we're going to be in Leicester Square. So
wicked. I might be around. I might come and say hi, Tom. It would be nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, Gemma, we can have a massive hug.
You never met.
All right. No, we never met.
Oh, right.
We're just phone lovers at the moment.
But you're like besties.
Booty calls. Anyway, Tom. I'm going to have to say goodbye, but it's lovely to hear from you again. Hopefully we'll hear from you again next Friday for some more gossip. And maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, Gemma.
Camden, Carnaby Street, Leicester Square. And if not, we'll carry on with the booty calls. It's all good.
It's all good, Gemma. It's all good in the hood.
See you later,
Tom. See you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye. So it's official. Dale has left the building. We will be speaking to him soon.
Please get in touch with us tonight. You can call us by calling 0871 200 1048 or you can text the word EARS to 83188. Right now, let's speak to Big Brother's resident bodyguard. No, she's not. She's the body language expert. It's Judy James about Dale's exit.
Hi, this is Judy James and I'm a body language and behavioural expert. Well, Dale got evicted tonight, so how much does that change the dynamics in the house? I think possibly in terms of the people that have been evicted so far, Dale is going to make the smallest hole because, for a start, you've got Stuart, who's a little bit of a Dale clone. I mean, those two are kind of interchangeable, almost equally good-looking, probably both made quite a small impact on the rest of the housemates and the public. Nice together, they had a bit of a bromance going on, which was rather nice. But I don't think Dale will be missed a lot, quite honestly. He's not an integral part of any relationship in there. And I think it's a little bit of the wrong idea to suggest that he's been the alpha male. He hasn't had enough impact to be alpha male in the house. The alpha male should be a lot more challenging, a lot more sociable. And then the big thing about any alpha male, as any ape lover knows, is that they get the first pick of the girls. Well, he did get Jen, but then she left. And after that, I don't know, and we're not sure whether he's been pining for her, but obviously he's had no romances in there. So he doesn't even really rate. I think he's been very good eye candy for the girls, but in terms of having a high-impact alpha character, not really. And I think really will only be remembered for one thing, and probably unusually in terms of Big Brother housemates, his main claim to fame is that dreadful interview that he did before he went into the house where he came out with a lot of rather sexist comments. And I think that's probably the reason why he's now been evicted.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
Thank you for that, Judy. We love Judy. She's good. She says that Dale's not really going to be missed at all.
I think he will.
Yeah, you're going to miss him, aren't you?
Well, he's eye candy, isn't
he? I'm sorry, I can't get over it. I saw you slowly but surely develop a big love for him.
No, he's my friend.
We're going to take a couple of callers. We've got Mary on the phone. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi.
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you enjoy tonight's show?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
But why did they not do that with Luke last week and get Bex on?
I don't know, that because Bex was only around the corner.
Bex wasn't allowed.
Was she not?
No.
Was it a surprise?
That wasn't very fair.
No.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise. I love Dale, I think he's gorgeous.
We were shocked, weren't we?
Steph, you should still be in there.
Oh, thank you.
Get Nicole out and get Steph back in.
Oh!
Ooh, I like you.
Battle of the BB Blondes. I like it.
Oh, hey, I'm from Scotland, but I think Steph should still be in there.
Oh,
she deserves to be in there, because I don't think it was very fair.
Thanks.
Whereabouts in Scotland are you from?
I'm from Glenrothes in Fife.
So I was about to say, you haven't been chatting to Tom on the streets of Edinburgh then?
No. But I did really, I mean, I watched Big Brother, I watched the live things and everything, eh? And I think Nicole, I really don't think Nicole should have went in there because she's really bringing Rex down.
She didn't know, the one thing I've got about Nicole going in, which I disagree with, I think it's good entertainment value and all that, but she didn't audition. Like, I don't know how many thousands of people. I went through a 6-month process to get on that show. It was like hell. Like, literally, psychiatrists, psychologists, visits to your house.
Yeah, I
audition after
said.
Audition.
A lot of people that would love to get a free ticket on that program. Yeah. And then she just
and then she got 2 weeks as well. And then she got immunity when she went in, which I never got.
Oh,
I was on a task. Well, now I know that annoys me. Fair enough.
I think that Stuart should have went the night.
Yeah? Why do you think that? Why? Because you fancy Dale?
Not just because I like Dale. I like Stuart as well, but I thought Dale would have brought a lot more. Dale brought a lot more, like he got more told and like he really like tell everybody what he thought.
Right.
Like, he come out with things where Stuart is really quiet and keeps things to himself.
He's a bit more of a sensitive chap, isn't he?
So I
like both of them. I couldn't pick up the phone to evict either of them, to be honest.
Who do you want to win, Mary?
Who do I want to win? Well, I did want Luke or Bex to win.
Yeah.
Aww. I really like them. Oh, and I like Luke. I like
They're
Luke
cool.
And I like Dale. But now I'm liking Stuart or Lisa or Mikey. Mikey, because he's Scottish,
yeah? Yeah, he's
staying true. The way that Mikey has come across lately is like a bit... I'm not really liking it.
That Sprouts thing was gross, Mary.
Yeah, exactly, but...
That was too much
I'm not liking Kat. I think Kat is a player.
She's going downhill, isn't she? Pineapple hairstyles that are getting me. They're getting extreme. I'm sure they're getting bigger and bigger.
When we were watching tonight on the show the night and she went spell exotic and the way she was speaking, I thought it's like a baby speaking.
Yeah.
And I thought you know how to spell exotic. Did you work yourself? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, thanks very much for calling in, Mary.
He stuffed a pickle dead right up the nose.
It's gross,
Mikey. I find
Mikey.
It really hard to understand the Scottish accent.
Do you?
I'm like, what?
We got Hayley on the line. Hi, Hayley.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Proper girly fest.
I know.
All girls tonight. It's the girly show on a Friday night.
I know. I'm outside the pub.
Are you? I love it.
Yeah.
What pub?
I just wanted to say that I'm actually quite disappointed that Dale went, but I want Stuart to win, so.
Do you? You think he's fitter than Dale?
Oh, he is gorgeous. Ooh. But I think it's personality that makes up for it. I think he's just got such a brilliant personality.
You're into men wearing makeup?
It's quite fit.
Definitely. Mm. Well, he's wearing makeup, he makes it look good, so it doesn't matter.
And the nail varnish as well.
So did you...
Oh, I've got the same nail varnish as him.
Pardon?
What?
What?
I've got the same nail varnish as him.
Have you? See, look, you can paint each other's nails together. That can be quite cute.
Yeah, we do. We could do that. Can you set us up?
Yeah.
I'll try my best. Do you know how many of my friends, Steph, have said, Steph's on the show, loads of my male friends, Steph's on the show with you tonight, and they're like, well, can you just give her my number? I was like, no.
Oh my God.
So did you watch the eviction tonight, or have you been out boozing?
Oh, no. Well, I've watched bits of it tonight, I'm not going to lie. I've watched bits of it tonight. I watched Algo, Davina speech at the house and stuff, but I've been out since then, but I didn't actually see him go out, but I'm going to watch it on Catch Up tomorrow, of course.
Got to watch it, it's a good one.
Did you think he was upset to leave or not? I thought he was a bit upset.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, when I saw his reaction, he looked quite happy. He was like, oh, yeah. And then,
When he sat in the chair, though.
You know what I mean?
He had a big smile on his face.
Like, yes!
But I think the emotion really came because I think he was thinking about Jen.
I think it was all a front, to be honest. It was all a front. I think he was quite disappointed to leave because, I mean, who wouldn't be? I know for a fact if I was in there, I'd be disappointed to leave. But I hope Stuart wins. I want Stuart to win.
so much. And Steph, I've got a question for you.
Okay, go on.
Okay, you and Rex, you were, like, I noticed within the first couple of weeks you two were speaking. Mm-hmm. But you were speaking, you were getting quite close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were in the house with him now,
yeah.
Do you reckon you would have got closer? Or would you be interested in him?
And you have to tell the truth because I'm watching your face.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but I didn't think I'd have ever gone for someone with a girlfriend. It's not really my style. It's really hard, though, when you're in that situation where you're in a very close environment. Normally in the outside world, like, you've got a girlfriend, bye. Mm. But when you're in a close environment, you're living with them, the outside world fades away in your mind. And, like, obviously she wasn't a housemate at that point, so she was just a girl I'd never met. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, exactly,
So you just, like, I don't really know. I didn't think, I like to think I wouldn't, but I don't know, because it's what if, isn't it?
Everything's a bit more intense in there, isn't it?
It, like, vamps it times a million.
I reckon you might have had a bit of a snog by now.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, I'm so disappointed that you went within the first week, because I actually wanted you to stay in, because I knew there was going to something develop with you and Rex. I could see it coming, honestly.
Hayley, I'm going to leave you to carry on your drink now.
Okay.
But thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Do call in again and have a good night. See you later. Bye.
This is Davina McCall, and all summer I'm going to be listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Woo! Only on channel4.com/Big Brother. It's where you want to be.
So, as you know, the Big Ears phone line isn't just open during the show. You can have a rant at any time during the week. It's the same number as during the show. 0871 200 1048. That's 0871 200 1048.
And we've also been chatting to the people at Elstree about this week's Big Brother, so that's basically what you lot have to say about the last few days.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please get some of these housemates out and send someone interested in. They are so boring.
I wanted Luke to win, but now I want Stuart to win because I think he's just the most interesting one in there left.
Would you like me to call and you finish my sentences?
I think that Rex's girlfriend, when she was put in there, was just put in for controversy.
I don't like Darnell because he's just annoying and he just moans about being real all the time. He's not real.
Firstly, I had a really good idea for a task and it could be all the boys oiling each other, and I just wondered what you thought about that.
It's become the Rex and Nicole show.
I want Katrea to win.
What?
Just because I think she's a bit lively.
I originally from Thailand have a lot to talk about Kat because I can't take her voice.
I want Mohammed to be evicted next week because he's blatantly just lying to everybody's face. He's lazy, he's greedy, he's just, oh my God.
Rebecca is so annoying. She is screaming all the time. For God's sake, tell her to calm down.
I want my suitcase, Rex!
I love the way everybody is so divided. No one really knows who they want to win,
I think it's wide open for anyone.
It's really quite cool. Like, that guy's like, yeah, I want Kat to win. And everyone's like, what? So Dale is gone, but his love rival for it and good friend, Stuart, remains. He was completely open about wanting to leave, but now he's in the house for at least another week. On the phone, we've got Stuart's mum, Melinda. Hello, Melinda.
Hello, Melinda.
Hello, good evening. Hello, Steph.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm absolutely ecstatic.
Yeah?
Are you?
He's been saved again for another week.
Yeah, it's good. Have you had a good day? Have you been down at Elstree?
We've had an absolute fabulous time. Everyone's looked after us as usual.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
So how do you reckon Stuart's going to react staying in the house?
Well, I think this just goes to show that there's just more people that love him, especially, you know, as well as his mum sort of thing. So I just think Stuart will get settled in now. And although he'll miss Dale, I think he'll get on without him.
It
just proves, doesn't it, that they're just not, you know, all these people now that love him, because obviously he knows that Dale's had a big follower and now Dale's gone. Let's hope his confidence will boost.
So why do you think he wants to leave so much?
I think he's missing his daughter. I mean, that's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you see someone every single day and take them to school and things,
aww.
I mean, it's been a big challenge for Stuart. But, I think he's doing fine now.
Is his daughter watching him on TV?
Oh.
She does, actually, yes, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Was it a hard decision for him to enter the house knowing that he would have to leave his daughter?
Well, to tell you the honest truth, I didn't really know. I didn't really know he was going in. But I'm sure he must have thought long and hard about it, definitely.
Yeah.
He doesn't sort of do things on the spur of the moment.
So you had no idea he was going in? It was a complete surprise?
I had no idea whatsoever until the press arrived. I came home from work and the press were on my doorstep.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't until later that night that actually his sister and his best friend told me.
Oh, my God.
And then, obviously, his grand entrance on the motorbike, it was, wow, it's my son.
Oh, my God. He must have been so surprised. I told my mum everything.
Well, I was very surprised. I mean, obviously, he's been backwards and forwards to London, but, you know, I just thought it was another modelling job or, as such.
Yeah.
I didn't really take much notice. And he was coming back, you know, he wasn't, like, staying over.
Do you reckon he's going to win?
I'd like him to, obviously I'd like him to, but I really don't know. We'll have to just watch and find out. I mean, it would be good. It would be good for him to win. But whatever now, I mean, I just think this is a big confidence boost for him. And I just hope he can settle down and enjoy the experience. We're enjoying watching him.
Aww. So, Melinda, why is he constantly running around in a towel?
Why does he constantly run around in a towel?
Yeah, why do you think?
I haven't got a clue. I really don't know. I know why he constantly runs around. He sleeps very little, Stuart, and he's very energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, at home, he's always doing things. He doesn't sit still for very long. Why is he running around in a towel? He didn't take many clothes in with him, did he?
No, that's another one.
He's probably not got his mum there.
Does he not have enough clothes?
Yeah. Poor boy.
Oh.
Is it sad for you watching him, like, constantly talking about how he can't find love and how he's desperate to find the one?
It is, but, you know, as a mum watching that, I mean, obviously, it's upsetting, but I'm sure someone will come along, and I'm sure, you know, given the right person and the right time, you know, lots of things happen in life, don't they, and sort of, I'm sure he'll find his soulmate that he's looking for.
Oh, he's going to be all right. I know lots of ladies that like him.
Fantastic. Well, obviously, tonight, I'm hoping now Stuart will realise that there's not just his old mum that loves him.
It's true. Does Stuart wear eye makeup, by the way?
Stuart doesn't wear eye makeup.
Are you sure, Melinda?
I have been watching the house. I have been watching it.
Yeah.
Hardly doing any housework, watching the repeats on top of the repeats. I've never once, it's never shown you once in putting eye makeup on. But could I just tell you, he has got very, very dark eyes and very, very long eyelashes. And when he was a baby, we had to take him regular to the health centre to have his eyelashes trimmed because he grew that long.
Aww.
And he used to say...
He's a kale in his eye.
Well, do you know, this is so annoying, he used to say... Isn't he lovely? Those eyes are wasted on a boy. They're not wasted on a boy.
No, they're great on a boy.
It's been confirmed. Everyone can F off. He's had long eyelashes from the start.
Yeah.
That's absolutely from Melinda.
Regular trims.
Very, very dark eyes. Very, very dark. In fact, they go very dark when he's tired. They go almost like black coals.
Melinda, you know. Thank you so much for your inside information. Have a good night down at Elstree, and
thank
hopefully
you.
Stuart will
sure
last till the end.
And thank you to everybody for everything you've done. Thank you.
Aww.
And you have to win.
Yeah. Good night, Melinda.
Good night.
Oh, she was lovely.
Yeah,
that was so nice. She was about to go on and on about baby stories then.
Yeah.
If she could have been here with cameras,
mom.
She would have got out photos. I know.
Yeah, she's a proud mum.
See, look how long his eyelashes were. We've got clips. Emma on the line. Hello, Emma.
Hello, Gemma. Hello, Steph.
Hello. You okay?
More women. More girls.
I know.
This is good.
Hasn't been a fella on yet tonight.
What are you thinking about tonight's show, Emma?
I'm quite sad, but I didn't want Stuart to go either.
Yeah.
I didn't want either of them to go.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon he wears eye makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon so too.
Yeah, me too.
I reckon he's got some permanent
I reckon he
mascara.
Gets some tinted.
Yep.
Eyelashes tinted.
Pretty, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
he is very pretty.
Who do you prefer out of looks, Dale or Stuart?
Dale, he's beautiful.
Ooh.
And he's really funny as well.
That's what Steph was saying earlier.
I didn't say it was them two, I just said he was very beautiful.
Have you got a question for Steph?
Yeah, I have, yeah. I wish he'd stayed in longer, but do you think you've had a lucky escape with Rex because he's just getting more and more horrible and clingy?
I don't really know. People ask me this, but whilst I was in the house, you know, I'm going to judge him on the time and I was in the house and he was really nice to me. So, and he was like my best friend there. So I'm just going to stick with that. I'm not going to go on things I've watched or whatever because, you know what I mean?
I can't see you putting up with the stuff that she puts up with, though, to be honest. You seem like a stronger person.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't think I'd ever, like, put up with anything from a fella anyway. So, you know, I think I think fellas get away with what the girl lets them get away with. I think they push you to the max. So it depends on the type of person. That's just my opinion.
But even with his quiz.
And who would you like to win, Jess?
Pardon?
Who would you like to win?
At the moment, well, obviously Rex, he's my friend, but other than Rex, probably Stuart.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But Rex, because he was my friend, and they're like, I don't know, I've never met Stuart, but Stuart seems like a lovely guy as well. So yeah, Rex
he's
or Stuart.
Really nice, and Lisa's really sweet.
Yeah.
Have you noticed Rex's quiff at the moment? I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, my God.
It's really not that cool. Yeah, it's got like
this it.
Little bit sort of 50s quiff.
Maybe he slept on it funny and it just flicked out.
What were you saying earlier about sometimes he looks really ginger and other times he doesn't?
Yeah, totally. Sometimes he looks blonde and sometimes he looks like ginger. I used to call him Ginger Nut in the house.
That's quite cute.
I said Ginger Nut.
Right, thank you very much, Emma. I'm going to leave you to it,
thank
but
you,
do
bye.
Call in again. Good night.
Bye, good night.
In a moment, I'll be putting putting your big up questions to the lovely Steph from the Big Ears website. There are some really juicy ones in there, so prepare yourself. I wouldn't show you any of them. First, let's hear from this week's Big Mouth presenters, James and Matt. They've been hanging out with Big Brother fans all week and have got to know a thing or two about Big Brother fanatics. So have I. James and Matt, talk to me.
Big Brothers, Big Ears.
Hello, I'm James Corden.
And I'm Matthew Horn. We have been presenting Big Brother's Big Mouth all week, hanging out with all the Big Brother fans.
And we're going to tell you about what we're going to do?
Tell you about what type of fans they are.
So your first type, I guess your most...
Your internet type.
Is your internet.
Is your forum dudes.
A person whose homepage is the forum. The second type of fan is what I would call a Primark wag.
Exactly, like a wannabe glamour girl.
Yeah, they've auditioned for the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, they have done since...
Like year three. They almost hate it in a way.
Because they're not in it.
I would say that's type of fan number three, which is just the people that are filled with hate when watching it.
Yeah.
But watch it every night.
Direct some of it towards us.
They're the oddest fans for me, which are the people who just seem to hate everything.
Imagine if all your friendships were like that. They just lasted like 12 weeks.
Yeah, they just last 12 weeks and then you're just hated by all of them. Yeah. That's what I imagine it would be like.
Oh, it's getting exciting. We've got someone very special on the line. Hello, Dale. It's Gemma here from Big Ears. How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good.
Your heart still pounding?
No, it's not, I'm feeling pretty calm. Mouth's a bit dry, so it could be with some water, but...
That's good, my heart's pounding. I've got someone here, and let's see if you can recognise her.
Hello, Dale!
Hi, Steph!
Oh, my God!
You knew straight away!
Hi!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm class, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
I've been seeing you
for ages! I know! Is it really weird? It was really weird when I came out.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Have you got naked yet? Like in the magazines?
No, not at all.
Not quite naked.
Shut up. I've kept my bra on and kept my full-on knickers, no thong on.
Keep your dignity, girl.
I swear to God, I've had full-on bra. None of this posing with my hands over my nipples. Full-on bra. That's it. You can look at them in nuts if you want.
Are you with Jen right now?
Yeah. What?
Are you next to Jen right now?
No, I'm not. We got she came on during my interview with Davina and stuff, but we got separated because I've had to see the press and stuff. So
how did that feel? Just suddenly you're talking about her and then she's there.
It felt good. It did feel good to say
yeah,
you made
just
up.
It was good. I didn't really know what to say to her, and Big Brother had asked me what would I say to her if she was here.
Yeah,
and I said I wouldn't really know what to say to her, so we just gave her a hug. That's all I could think about doing.
It's mental. We were all really shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I knew she was going on. I was waiting for it. Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
She texted me before, saying something going on.
It was proper built up, wasn't it? How they went, and look, here's someone else. And all the crowd turns, you run on.
Why do you reckon the British voted you out, the British public voted you out, Dale?
Because they don't like me, I reckon.
No, honestly, they really do, though, Dale. No, Dale, honestly, they really do. You
Really?
Yeah, you shouldn't have gone and tried to get yourself up for a nomination. You and Stu were, in the final.
Oh, I didn't want to be in the final, though. I didn't want to be in the final.
Didn't you want to? Did you want to come home?
Yeah, no,
look,
I just I wanted to have the week on BBLB and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that I've got that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So basically, Sarah was saying earlier on in the week how you could be a model. Is that a step you would like to take?
Yeah, of course you would.
It's not really it's not really at my discretion. I can't just come out and go, I'm going to be a model.
Well, yeah, you will.
Yeah, you can.
This
is your chance.
They'll be signing you up everywhere, don't worry.
I don't know. I suppose it depends what happens. I wouldn't really turn stuff down. I'm just
You're no. open to options.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Would you get naked for a newspaper?
I'll cross
Hold
that bridge.
A little sign. Across, yeah.
There's been some funny pictures of Luke and Bex this week.
Oh my God! Luke has been on. Luke has been on front of the Daily Star in his underpants. In his underpants. I swear to God.
Seriously.
I swear.
In the bath. God. In the bath with Bex holding each boob.
Holding right. He's had each boob in his hand behind it in the bath with bubbles holding each boob. It's so funny.
Amazing.
She's got massive tits as well. He's spilling out his hands.
He just looks like he's pulling his face like, help me! It's so funny, you've got to see that.
Okay, tell me the truth, Dale. Please tell me the truth here.
Yeah.
If, obviously, imagine Jen never came into that house. Mm. Was there any other sexy female over the course of Big Brother that you would consider?
I wonder who you could be referring to.
I'm not referring to anyone in particular. It could be Belinda. It could be Belinda for all I know.
Belinda.
Is there? Tell me, go on. Jen's not there. Tell me.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to incriminate myself like that. So you can think what you want anyway. I'm not saying anything.
Hopefully you'll be here next Tuesday, so I'm going to ask you face to face.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you the same answer.
Will you? Oh, man. We will see. What's going on between Darnell and Sarah?
Nothing. Nothing really. She's just like, they're just good mates.
Okay. He keeps going on about his boner, you know.
Yeah, is he the one who's been complaining about his boner? Is that the one who's been?
Yeah, like 24/7. He said he's got a hard on. Yeah,
I'm surprised he haven't shown me. You know, I haven't been able to get up in the morning. Like every single morning. I've been like proper tenting. There's been like, you know, I can't even get out of bed. There's been no chance. Rachel's been having to wake me up all the time, and they've been going, I'll get up in a minute. And on Thursday when we got our packed lunches, I was like, right, I'm not asked to go out there with a semi on.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
The semi on.
So what are you going to do for the rest of the weekend?
I don't really know. We'll just have to
go with it.
I can't get home. I've got no money. I actually can't get home.
I'm sure we can find some ways that you can make some over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm not going naked for the newspaper, if that's what you're on about.
Go on.
But my train ticket's expired, so I honestly can't get home.
Just speak to the people at BB, you'll be all right, I promise.
Yeah, be a little leech.
I'm Dale
Scav's train ticket.
Have you got any gossip? That's something that we might not know? I mean, you don't know what we do and don't know, but anything that you notice that you think you should air to the public?
Come on, Dale.
Someone that you hated? Oh no, not another one. We had this before.
I need a wee. I'm not really too sure.
Who was your favourite housemate and who was your least favourite? At least that.
My favourite was me and Darnell got on really well.
Yeah.
But then we had arguments and stuff. Mm-hmm. Stu's pretty much me and Stu have a lot in common. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And we have a laugh and stuff. Stu's probably my favourite housemate.
Okay.
Least favourite. It's got to be Big Mo, hasn't it? Big Mohammed.
Oh, God. Everyone hates Mohammed.
She loves Mohammed.
Yeah, he's still in there.
She's got a little place in her heart for Mohammed.
He survives all the time.
I know he does, doesn't he?
He'll be in the final, Mo, seriously.
Right, Dale. I'm going to let you go for a wee now, and I hope that you raise enough cash to get home.
You will.
And I'm going to grill you on Tuesday.
Good stuff.
About everything that happens this weekend. Have a lovely time with Jen.
Yeah.
And see you later.
Bye, Dale.
Bye, Steph.
Bye. The ladies love you, by the way.
Yeah, they do. They do. Bye.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
She's telling me off.
What? Oh, sorry. I was
She's
just
all flustered.
Yeah, I was just like chatting away, going how cute Dale was. So
I reckon he was like,
no.
Honestly, he wasn't like, oh no, shut up. He knew I was talking about you.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Carry on.
Whatevs. Whatever. Anyway, so this week it hasn't all been about Rex and Nicole. Sarah and Donnell have been frolicking in the pool and having long hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah has her Donnell back, yeah?
Yep.
But it seems that every time they get close, Dee's love grows bigger and bigger.
Are you putting it on my back, Donnell?
No, I would never do
such a thing. Oh my God, you
so hard. I would never do nothing like that.
How could you do that to me?
You should feel special.
Play a dirty
trick. You should feel unique.
I like how you got that little groove in there.
What was that about?
What?
You and Darnell in the pool.
In the pool?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Like
oh, my God, nothing. Bow, bow,
bow. Is it
oh, God, the embarrassment will never stop.
Especially when you're around so many attractive women. How is it going to sleep with fresh booty?
I'm going to give you a head massage today.
I love your head massage.
How many sexual partners have you had, Sarah?
I think you're cute. Right, sorry. Let's move over to my bed.
So we were talking about just how, like, so I'm humping you on the ground and I don't have no underwear on yet.
Yeah. Morning glory.
Yeah, but, like, now, like, I think I'm going through it the worst. Let's get juicy. Like, you are the friend that I wanted to make in this house.
Big Brother is listening.
Big Brother's listening, and it's time for the...
Big Up, Big Up, Big Up, Big Up.
My favourite bit in the show. It's time for Big Up, Stephanie. From Benny2877, if you were back in the house now, what do you think Rex and Nicole's reaction would be?
Ooh, I think it'd be good. She would be an ice queen to me. I think she would hate my guts. I think Rex would just be gobsmacked. I wouldn't know what to do. I think he'd be at a loose end. So
I think
funny.
It would be good.
I think it'd be so funny.
Big Brother put Steph back
put
in.
Me back in.
Add her into the mix.
Yes.
Go on.
It'd make that twist better, I reckon.
I reckon.
Big up.
From Ryan N, have you met up with any of the evicted housemates yet? If so, who? I know the answer to this.
Bex and Luke, and I've been out on a few nights with Bex.
Yeah.
And I've just
she was going on a night out when she came in here. She was like, all glammed
up, ready
to go.
Yeah, that was with me.
Yeah.
That was with me.
I was like, where are you going? Can I come?
Bex,
she was like, no.
You better get ready.
Big up.
Do people still recognise you in the street from M the gymnast?
Yeah. They're like, ooh, they look. And
tell everyone about what happened to you on the tube today.
That was the other day.
Oh, tell me.
Tell my
everyone.
God. Shut up. Okay. Okay. I goes on the tube, sits down, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, it was quite warm, whatever. So stands up, gets off at Oxford Circus, you know. Next minute, my whole shorts were soaking wet. And I, like, touched them. And then I smelt it. And someone had weed on the seat. Someone had weed on the seat. And I sat in a big load of wee. And I was drenched in someone's wee. But luckily, I was meeting with my manager who had my
wet
suitcase
wipes.
And wet wipes. And I went and got washed in the toilet and put on new clothes. It was, oh, it
you'll
was
only
wild.
Hear it on Big Ears. Stephanie, the first evictee of BB9.
Sat in
a piss on the tube. We love it. I heard that you wrote some of your songs and co-wrote others. This is from Maria Sloan again, and another Stefan, oh no, the same Stephanite. Which is your favourite?
Hi,
and
Maria,
what was the inspiration behind it? She's a big fan.
Yeah, she's cool. I've only co-written two songs. I've never written a song on my own, so I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
But inspiration, do you know what? I just sung whatever came in my head just to make the song good.
Maybe you can make up a song at the end of the show.
Yeah, nothing happened to me where I thought, oh, I'm going to write about it. I just, whatever
happens
flows off my tongue.
I was in the studio once when I was young and I just started singing, I don't know what to say. That was the whole song. It was rubbish. Anyway, Richard. We got Richard on the line. Are you all right, Richard?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very well. You've got a nice voice. Very soft.
Oh, thank you.
Where's Mail, apart from Dale?
Yeah.
In the show?
That's why we got excited, isn't
Where's
it? We're like,
we're like, boys.
So, Richard, have you got a present or a question for Stephanie?
A present, please. Just drop it off.
Well, give me an address now, I'll drop anything off.
Drop
it onto the studio.
I don't think we're going to give you... In fact, Richard, good night. Just a little bit too weird there. Tracy, back to the girls. Hello, Tracy.
Ooh.
Hi, Tracy. No, she's just been
gone.
Scared by Richard.
Yeah, she's gone to make a cup of tea.
He was actually going to drop something off. I've got another big up for you then.
Big up.
Dale, this is from Miss Helm again. Same people, they're loving you. Dale has said that he fancies Abby Clancy. You both look a bit similar. Do you reckon that you and Dale were put in the house to get together?
I didn't think I looked like Abby at all. But whatever. Two, possibly. Yeah, we're both from Liverpool. We both go to the same clubs.
Are you mates with Abby?
I've known Abby since we were little. Like, she's a family friend. More than anything, like I know all her family and stuff. And
cool.
We've known since we were little and we've always sung like we sang in the same stage school thing, and then she was signed by the same person as me, but as a different project kind of thing. And Dale and me in the house. He's 21. I don't know. Possibly. Maybe they thought we would fancy each other. We were like about Liverpool bars. Oh, do you go here? Do you go there? So we did have a lot in common.
You were kindred spirits.
Six lattes a day.
I just had to do it. Luke, everybody loved Luke last
week.
Six
lattes
a day. Ian loved him so much, they actually swapped numbers.
He reminds me of Fred Elliott. He goes, six lattes a day. I say six lattes. He repeats it. He goes, I say Nora
Batten. Six lattes a day.
Okay, this week, housemates from hell were feeling pretty sorry for themselves. Mikey chewed up Brussels sprouts and spat them out again. Disgusting. Ooh. Kat got in a mood about the washing up. Nicole cried all the time. Let's hear how desperate life is on the dark side.
Big Brothers, Big Ears.
We're going to give heaven something good tonight.
I do both cooking and washing as well, nearly all of it.
Heavenly housemates have been treated to a Chinese takeaway and booze.
Yes! Oh my God! Chicken charming!
So we get nothing?
Yeah.
Nicole, have a bit of dinner, come on.
No, thank you.
Now this is the best meal we've ever had.
Cheers, Chinese. Thank you, Big Brother.
Mikey, I cooked for you lot for 5 weeks when I was on that side. I cooked pretty much every day.
Once housemates from hell have returned all cleaned items of crockery to the storeroom, Big Brother will provide housemates from hell with 2 hours of hot water. If you don't want hot water, then just don't do it.
We've got time for one more caller tonight.
One more caller, hello.
One more caller, hello.
Doesn't sound like a caller to me. They've gone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You've been great tonight, Steph. I'm going to give you some more big ups instead.
Ooh, thank you.
Okay. It's all about Dale. Okay.
Big up!
If Dale fancied you, would you go out with him? That's nice and getting to the point. Yes, she would.
I don't know.
She's blushing.
Shut up.
Also, I've been told in the grapevine you've been hanging out with some of Rex's family. Is it true or not?
Who have you been told?
I don't know. It's just something I read.
Yeah, I've seen his dad a few times.
You've met out with Rex's dad?
You cow. Yes.
Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he's lovely. Really.
Do you think Rex is going to like that, you've been hanging out with his dad?
I don't know. He might not like it, and Nicole certainly won't like it. So.
You hate me now, don't you?
Yeah, cow.
Okay.
Move.
So we don't have much time left, just long enough to ask Steph, who's going to win Big Brother?
Ooh. Who's gonna win? I think I don't know. I think it's open for anyone.
It is open.
Open for anyone. I hope Rex wins.
Thank you very much, Steph. Please don't hate me. It was because the caller went dead. I had to say it.
I'm not talking to her.
You've been great. Sarah's Bonnie Grant didn't actually call. Thanks to Tom Furlow. Thanks to Stuart's mum, Melinda. And thank you to Dale.
And thanks for having me here tonight. It's been really fun. My ex-lover, Mario, will be here back with Gemma. Next Tuesday night. Remember, you can check out Big Brother's Little Brother all through the week on Channel 4.
We're here every Tuesday and every Friday night for all things Big Brother. If you haven't done it already, then subscribe to the Big Ears podcast via iTunes or on this very website.
For now, get your telly on and you can watch Big Brother live throughout the night.
Good night.
See ya.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.